the dual agency, pulled both arms at once. The delicate, blessed and cursed art of serving two people who both, understandably, want you entirely on their side. Both arms pulled at once today, and the halo over your head isn't glowing, it's flickering with the particular dread of a fiduciary duty you can feel fraying in real time. The buyer wants a number you can't in good conscience push for. The seller wants a number you can't in good conscience defend. You're standing exactly where the lovers puts you, except the balance has tipped into something closer to a tug of war, and you're the rope. This is the warning underneath the arrangement. Dual agency asks for a kind of neutrality that's hard to sustain under real pressure, and pretending it's easy is how trust quietly breaks on both sides at once. If the balance is gone, say so. Sometimes the most honest move is stepping one side into separate representation before the silence curdles into resentment. What may cross your path? You find yourself rehearsing what to say to one party and realize it contradicts what you already told the other. A buyer or seller asks, pointedly, whose side you're actually on. You avoid returning a call because you don't yet know how to be fair in it. A deal stalls in the exact spot where your neutrality started to feel like avoidance instead of balance. Name the strain before it breaks something. A referral to separate representation, offered honestly, protects the deal more than forced neutrality does. Your mantra, fairness I can't actually hold isn't fairness, it's just delay.